You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sorry about that. Okay. Forgive us. We forgot to hit the on-air button this morning.
Well, it is Monday.
Yeah, it is Monday. Hey, we'll get it right tomorrow. All right, so she's in, Nancy Mace. I've actually known since last week. We have her coming on the show tomorrow.
Oh, good.
But they embargoed it. I'm super excited about Nancy Mace getting into this race. You know why?
I got a pretty good idea, but let us know, Tara.
Ratings.
There you go.
Thank right. You. She's wild. I mean, yes. I'm not going to kid. It was selfishly, I just want her in the race. I was really hoping that she would get in the race because it was going to be very boring otherwise. There are nice people running. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with them, but they're just not that interesting. They're just kind of, you know, moderate and polite and sort of sweet and, you know,
a little flamboyancy to the campaign.
Exactly. And I mean, she's just wild. I mean, and she's fun to watch.
Well, I mean, she's very smart and she is, she's got some very good policies and things that she's talked about, just like all the candidates for Republican Party that I've heard from so far.
Yeah. Absolutely. So it's going to be really interesting to see. Here's what I want to know. Who is she going to run as? And I'll tell you what I mean, because I mean, I actually used to live in her district out when I was, you know, when they were out in, on the coast. Mm-hmm. And I know that district very well. And it can just as easily go Democrat as Republican. It is a very purple district.
Knife edge.
In fact, a Democrat was the Congress member there, you know, not too long ago. Yep. And so she's had to run as a moderate. She had no choice. She would have lost. If she ran as a conservative, she's done. She's kind of like Susan Collins. And she's one of two people, Susan Collins and Nancy Mace, that I've never really picked on for being as moderate as they are. Because Susan Collins, we shouldn't hold a Senate seat in Maine. I get it. When Lindsey Graham's a moderate, I don't get it. But when Susan Collins is, I get it. Let's hold that seat. I mean, every election we hold on to it is a bonus, because really it should be in Democrat hands. It's the same thing with her seat out on the coast. That could very easily fall into Democrat hands. It has. So she's always run kind of moderate. She has been pro-choice-ish, which is kind of a requirement when you have that many Democrats in your district. I can't wait to ask her tomorrow, who are you really? are you going to run? Is she going to run in the middle? Is that who she really is? Is she going to run to the right? Is she going to run and outflank them on the right? On social issues, it seems like she might actually do that. She's just been very vocal and, you know, in terms of anti, you know, hey, women will use women's bathrooms, men will use men's bathrooms. She's got a lot of national attention for that. So I want to know who she is. Is she actually pro-choice-ish? Or who is she? And we'll see in this race. Now, I kind of know the answer to that question a weird way because I watched her run against Lindsey Graham as well years ago. And when I met her, I knew she was going somewhere. You could just tell she was. And she took on Lindsey Graham. And she ran hard right in that race. And so when she showed up kind of as a moderate, and later I was like, what? So we'll see who she is. But I'm going to have fun watching her. It's going to be fun. She's good. And you know what? She has that. She's, you could already tell she's very good at needling Ellen Wilson. She just pokes him.
Well, needling a lot of folks.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So do I think she'll win? Probably not. But, you know, you never know. She is leading in the only poll that we have available. But I think part of that, too, is just people know who she is.
We reported on that last week. The South Carolina Policy Poll had her at the top of the list, but only by 1 point over Alan Wilson.
Yeah. Here's the thing about Nancy Mace that I do like is that she, if she really wanted to play it right up there, she could have gone up there, kissed all the right rear end, kissed Kevin McCarthy's butt. He had a ton of money. And she would have all the money she would need now to run for governor. She didn't. She was one of those who ousted Kevin McCarthy. And she explained why she did it, because the spending was outrageous under Kevin McCarthy. And, you know, just the other bad stuff he did that we've talked about here many times. And he came after her in the primary, tried to oust her. It was the most expensive Republican congressional primary we've ever had in this state. So she hasn't taken the easy way. She hasn't just sort of schmoozed up to leadership and she could have all her bills paid right now. Instead, they tried to take her out. So she's going to have trouble, probably not trouble. Trouble is the wrong word. She's going to have not as easy of a time raising money for this race as she might have if she didn't, you know, if she compromised her, you know, principles, but she wouldn't do it. And so I always have admired her for taking out Kevin McCarthy and for being part of that and paying the price of it. Ralph Norman, another one in the race who actually was with her on that, but he cut a deal that he would endorse Nikki, and Kevin McCarthy was going to primary him too and try to get rid of him for not going along, you know, with the leadership, and he dodged it, but at a terrible price of having to endorse Nikki. So that's going to come back to hurt him too. But I can't wait to see her in the race, Lee. What do you think?
I agree. It's just, it's going to be a very interesting race. Once again, South Carolina politics will not disappoint.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, and I don't personally, this is unusual for me, I don't know who I'm voting for yet. I really don't. I want to hear them. I want to see what they have to say.
I have a completely open mind on this. I want to hear from everybody. I have some thoughts on some things that some of them have done in the past. But, you know, listen, there is no one that's going to be a perfect candidate. In fact, I disagree with myself every now and then. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and we're going to hear from Pam Evett this week, too. She's coming on Wednesday. So I finally got that worked out. I was very excited.
And I want to point this out. Look at this Republican primary. Two women.
Yeah.
Two women. One of whom is, well, both of whom are holding, well, one of whom holding statewide office as lieutenant governor and won a congressional House seat. Two women are going to be running for, you know, the Republican nomination for governor in South Carolina. And guess what? We've already been through two terms of a woman who was governor of South Carolina. So I get very tired of hearing about the way that people belittle this state. And conservatives and Republicans as being sexist and, you know, all that. I mean, listen, I realize the good old boy system still exists here, and there's a lot of people who are trying to fight against it of both genders. But there's a lot of good things that go on in this state.
Yeah, no, and we've, you know, whether I, you know, agree or disagree with the candidates and what they think and the people who hold office here, I mean, we put up a very diverse slate of people from Tim Scott to Nikki Haley to Lindsey Graham. A little too moderate for my taste sometimes, but yeah, no, Nancy Mace. I mean, Nancy Mace is famous for forcibly integrating the Citadel. So, and she was the first one, you know, to go there.
She was the first woman to graduate to go all the way through.
Yeah, to go all the way through.
Yes.
Yeah. So
that's quite an accomplishment.
It is. It's, you know, so, and that she's making her announcement at the Citadel. So I'm not surprised by that, but she got a lot of national attention for that at the time. So yes, South Carolina is not quite the place people think it is. South Carolina is just an unusual place. And those are sort of the signs of it. We send some real characters.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and who have outsized political, how should I say it? Outsized political impact.
Influence
for the size of the states, versus, right, you know, right, small relative to a lot of other states. Yet we've always had outsized political influence. Mm-hmm. So it could be interesting. I'm very excited about the governor's race. I can't wait to cover it and dig deep into it, figure out what these people really stand for. And that's going to be fun.
Going to be lots of red meat there, Tara.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. Look, hey, I've told every campaign, for me, the issue I'm going to be digging deep in on and holding people accountable on is I want those state law enforcement deputized as federal agents. Trump asked for help in February, and the governor has not stepped up for that. He's talked about it a little bit more lately because I ride him so hard on it. And I know he's gotten hundreds and hundreds of phone calls and emails from you because you asked for the, you know, the code on our text line. And I think now he's trying to look like he's doing something without actually doing something. And that's going to be a huge issue to me. We have 105,000 illegal immigrants in this state, 35% of whom have criminal records. That's not tolerable. That's not a tolerable situation. That has to end. And so I want to really dig deep into, are you really seriously doing this or is this just rhetoric for you? You're going to, you know, christen another 287G program. We have that already. We've already got it operating. We need to, you know, in our jails, we need to go to the next level. So can't wait for all that. All right, coming up on the show, what's going on in D.C. right now is not what it appears. Trump is in a hostage situation with a gun to his head. Everyone's pretending it's the Democrats who have the gun to his head, but it's not. It's John Thune and his merry band of bandits. We'll talk about that coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.